9 police checkpoints have now been set up around the perimeter of Auckland as its 1.6 million residents return to level 3 lockdown. With Auckland now ground zero for the community transmission COVID cases, the city has effectively shut its borders to try and stop the virus spreading further. Chen Liu and cameraman Dan Cook filed this report.
And where do you reside?
The super city sealed off. Roadblocks have been put in place at the Bombay South off-ramp on Mill Road and Ridge Road North off-ramp. Road policing team supervisor for County's Manukau South, Sergeant Andrew Heath, is leading the operation.
Essential business. People are travelling to essential work from essential work. People who are travelling for social purposes will be directed to turn around and return to where they've come from.
Sergeant Heath says they are relying on people's honesty. People breaching the rules can be arrested, but he says that's a last resort measure.
All the heavy trucks are going to be directed to carry on the motorway. All the light vehicles are going to be directed off the motorway where they'll be brought up. They'll be spoken to by a police officer. Purpose of the journey will be ascertained and then directed to either travel on or return home.
The checkpoints are similar to those seen during level 3 ahead of the long weekends, which often nabbed motorists trying to head away for a holiday. Drivers pulling up today were met by officers in masks and gloves and had to explain where they were going and why. Thousands of people would normally move in and out of Auckland every day, but for now they have to stay put. The South Auckland suburb of Pukekohe is just within the level 3 zone. Carla Southern is a local hairdresser there. She says it was a frantic morning as people rushed around town for last-minute essentials.
If we're doing it in the interest of keeping everybody safe, and reflecting on what's happening out there in the world and what's happening in Australia, I think it's the very best thing we should be doing right now.
She says it's a nerve-wracking time as a business owner, but she's backing the move to level 3.
Oh, absolutely. I think every business owner is concerned at these times. You know, we've had a lot of clients who own businesses themselves that have been deeply affected. A lot of clients deeply affected with redundancies, especially people in the tourism industry. So I think, you know, if any business owners out there, that we would all say that we're very, very concerned. But we bounced back after the last lockdown and we'll bounce back again. I think it's a state of mind, keeping positive and looking forward to, you know, a better outcome.
Jenny Spratt was among those doing her usual shop with a few lockdown extras.
Just groceries and green groceries, veggies. And I'm going to get some painting canvases so I can do some painting.
Rewyn Butlett is a cleaner for Auckland Council. She was told to stay home today and isn't too bothered by the lockdown, but fears what may be yet to come.
I'm more worried about the second wave. I think so far it's going so well.
Police say they are waiting on guidance from the government over how long the roadblocks will be in place. Mō te horaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Chen Liu, tēnei.